You know, when Joni Ive makes a move back into tech, well, everyone kind of sits up and takes notice.
Yeah.
And this time, he's not just dipping a toe back in. He's gone full deep dive into AI.
Yeah, and he hasn't exactly found a slouch to partner with, has he? Sam Altman from OpenAI? That's a pretty big deal.
Huge. This WebPro News article we're diving into today from September 22nd, it really caught my eye. When they mentioned that billion-dollar funding goal, whoa, that's not chump change for a startup.
No, no way. That level of investment, it usually means someone spotted the potential for a real seismic shift in the tech landscape. They think this could be a game changer.
Okay, so let's break it down. We've got Ive, the design brain behind the iPhone, teaming up with Altman, the brains behind ChatGPT, and they've got more money than they know what to do with. What are they actually building?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? Details are very thin on the ground. But that article, they use the words intuitive and seamless a lot, which knowing Ive's design history makes me think they're aiming for something very specific.
It's funny you should say that, because one of the first things that jumped out at me was a quote from Ive in the article. He says, "It's about making the technology invisible, letting users focus on what they want to accomplish without being distracted by the device itself." So does that give you any clues about where they might be going with this?
It really does. It sounds like they want to embed AI so deeply into our lives that it's not even a separate thing anymore. It becomes like an extension of our own intentions rather than a gadget we have to fiddle with.
So less about poking at screens, more about just thinking, and it happens. That's straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It does, doesn't it? But we're already doing it to an extent. Think about it. Recommendation algorithms, voice assistants. We're already interacting with AI all the time without even realizing. I think what Ive and Altman want to do is take that to a whole new level, much deeper, much more intuitive, where you don't even think AI, you just think, I want this, and it happens.
Which, to be honest, is a world away from most AI devices we've seen so far. I mean, remember those clunky smart glasses everyone was hyped about? Promised to augment reality, but really just made you look like you were in a bad 90s cyberpunk film.
Exactly. And that's what makes this partnership so interesting, because Ive has this knack for taking really complex technology and making it not just user-friendly, but something people actually want. The iPod, the iPhone, the Apple Watch, they were all based on pretty advanced tech, but millions bought them because they were elegant. Simple to use, just a natural part of your life.
So the big question is, can they do for AI what I've did for personal computing and mobile? Can they finally make AI not just functional, but actually human-centered?
That's what everyone's waiting to see.
Yeah.
And to understand if they can pull it off, we need to look at why AI hardware has struggled in the past. Because it's not just about building smart algorithms, it's about putting them into devices that people actually want to use and that look good doing it.
And that's where trying to make it invisible gets really tricky, right? We've seen other companies try this before. Like, what about that AI pin, the Humane AI pin? It was supposed to be this super minimalist device. You could control it with gestures and stuff.
Yeah, good example. The Humane AI pin, definitely ambitious. A lot of really cool AI tech packed into it. But I think it just ran into too many roadblocks trying to get people to actually use it.
What tripped it up? Was it just too far ahead of its time?
I think it was a few things. It worked really well from a technical standpoint, but it depended a lot on voice commands in this projection system, which sounded cool on paper, but in real life, not always practical. Plus, there was a pretty steep learning curve. And let's be honest, no one really wants to walk around looking like they're talking to their shirt.
Okay, so practicality is one big hurdle. But even beyond that, how do you make something invisible and intuitive when most people are still wrapping their heads around what AI even is?
That's the million-dollar question for Ive and Altman. And it's what makes this whole thing so fascinating. If you look at Ive's work with Apple, he was really good at making complex technology feel approachable. The iPod wasn't just a hard drive full of ones and zeros. It was 1,000 songs in your pocket, the iPhone, not just a tiny computer. It was a window to the world, a way to connect with anyone.
So they need to make AI relatable. Give it a job that people get.
Yeah.
Right now, it's just smart, whatever that means.
Exactly. AI is kind of intangible by its nature. It's not a physical thing you can hold. It's code. It's algorithms happening behind the scenes. So to make it invisible, it needs to be so tightly woven into our lives that we don't think, oh, this is AI doing this. We just think, this is how things work now.
Okay, that's the design aspect.
Yeah.
What about the actual hardware challenges, though? What kind of tech hurdles are they going to have to overcome to actually pull this off?
One of the biggest ones with AI hardware is power consumption AI algorithms, especially the really sophisticated ones that could deliver that intuitive experience. After they eat up a lot of power, you've got to figure out how to pack that processing power into something small and portable that doesn't need to be plugged in every 5 minutes.
Because the last thing anyone wants is an AI assistant that's got worse battery anxiety than a teenager.
Exactly. And then there's the whole data privacy issue. If AI is going to anticipate your needs and seamlessly integrate into your life, it needs a lot of personal information. So how do they make sure that data is handled responsibly and ethically? Especially now, when everyone's so concerned about privacy.
Feels like the smarter technology gets, the higher the stakes are for privacy.
Absolutely. And we haven't even touched on the potential cost. Developing cutting-edge AI hardware, especially with IVE's reputation for using premium materials and design, that's not going to be cheap. Even with $1 billion in funding, they'll need to be very careful about pricing if they want this to be something that everyone can afford.
It's wild, right? Thinking about how they're going to balance all this. The power, the privacy, the price tag. It's like some kind of crazy tech Rubik's Cube.
It really is. And if they can actually solve it, the implications are huge. Remember earlier you were asking if this could be IVE's iPhone moment for AI.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about the iPhone wasn't just that it was a giant leap for tech. It actually changed how we live our lives.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
We went from like actually making plans to just text me.
Yeah.
From paper maps to having our phones tell us where to go.
Yeah.
It was a whole cultural shift. Not just a tech upgrade.
Exactly. And that's what's so exciting about this. If IVE and Altman can pull this off, if they can make AI hardware that really is intuitive, seamless, like it just melts away. It's not just about a new gadget. It's about completely changing how we see technology.
Okay, I have to admit, part of me still thinks back to that AI pin.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, are we getting ahead of ourselves?
Yeah.
But then again, if nobody was willing to think big and take a risk on something new, we wouldn't even have smartphones.
Right. That's so true. And I think that's what I find so compelling about this whole story. It reminds us that we're still in the early days of AI. There's so much potential. We have no idea what form this thing is going to take, how it's going to change our lives. But one thing's for sure, we better buckle up because this is going to be big.
So for our listeners who've been with us on this deep dive today, taking in all this AI info, what's the one thing you want them to walk away thinking about?
That's a good question. I'd probably ask them to consider this. If technology really does become invisible, like it's just woven into the fabric of our lives so smoothly we don't even notice it anymore, what does that mean for us as humans? Does it free us up to focus on the things that really matter? Or does it create new problems and dependencies that we haven't even thought of yet? To me, that's the biggest question of all.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. And on that note, I think we'll wrap things up here. It's been a wild ride through the world of Joni IVE AI hardware and the future of, well, pretty much everything. Until next time, everyone, keep those minds curious.